What do you want? I mean, coming every day, you know, I mean, that's a little bit too much, yeah? Huh? So what is it with you? Coming every day, huh? Well, what is your question? The answer is puto.
What to do?
That's good.
Huh?
That's good. That's what I asked when you did.
Huh?
Buddha.
Huh? What is?
So I started with body compensation. So I'm cutting off the heart, body, and visual.
Yeah.
If I have a hard time visual, should I read the Asubha books?
Yeah, I mean, get, when you take the Asubha book, yeah, I mean, look at one picture that interests you most, yeah? look at it for a few minutes, you know, then close your eyes and then have this image. And this is the training. And then you can start, you know, visualizing this, cutting off. When you cut off the hand, you know, I mean, look at it there. Yeah? You see the skin, you see the nose, so you see the bone there, yeah? Everything. You put it there, you put it there, you put it there, until everything falls. But if your sati is not strong enough, I mean, it's useless.
Sati or samadhi?
Sati. Sati is this awareness, yeah? That is with what? It's with one of these objects that is aware of what is going on around this object. Yeah. Samadhi, yeah? Yeah? We train samadhi to develop the sati. Yeah? As I said, sati panya. Yeah? Sati, yeah, this awareness, and panya, yeah? Being able to ask the right questions to develop wisdom, yeah? I mean, are the only weapons we have against the creation. Last time I explained what sati is, mind emptiness. Mind is empty, but it is pointed towards one thing that it wants to investigate.
So, in the moment that I have that feeling that my body doesn't exist anymore, and I'm empty, I'm just happy.
Yeah? That yeah, but then you're with a feeling of emptiness.
Okay.
Instead of feeling of breath or feeling of futile.
With Buddha, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was there, next to that door.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And then disappeared. I was like,
of course.
Okay, let's start again.
Yeah.
But that's the word sati is, yeah?
Yeah.
Where then I have to start to ask?
No, you don't have to ask, yeah? I mean, sati is the knowing that the Buddha is awake or the knowing that the room is empty. That comes automatically because the awareness is always there. But we don't see it because we think, yeah? It is like, you know, I mean, you drive your car, you know, in a beautiful place, you know? But you roll up the windows and you have your air conditioner and your music going, you don't know the sounds of the nature. But the sounds of the nature are always there. So, I mean, you have to turn off the mind engine and then you see it, yeah? And that is the most, yeah? That is the most difficult thing, yeah? Because the moment we see something, you see, you instantly, you know, give it a label, yeah? Huh? Contaminating it, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? And this expectation, you know, you have to let go. Okay, let's start again. That's how you undercut, yeah? Undercut the expectation. Because it was, now I'm close. No. Forget it. We start again, yeah? And then over time, you know, this expectation of coming close, you know, will get less and less and less. And then you can just dive through. Yeah?
But I'm doing it from the brain. When I'm in
much
pain, I'm more and Buddha, and I feel like the body is disappearing.
Yeah.
And the pain, well, maybe it's there, but I'm not over there.
Of course, you know, I mean, if you concentrate, the more you concentrate on the Buddha, the less you are aware of, the less there is this pain, you know, that I am talking about. Because the pain is not really from the body. The pain is in the mind, yes?
Yeah? Yeah, okay. And when I had when I got to that moment, I felt like a big sensation of feeling.
Yeah?
Here. And I was like, who's this feeling?
No, don't. When you do samatha, do samatha.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah? The only time, you know, you do investigation is when the pain becomes so strong that you cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore. Then you investigate pain.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
So when you, even the pain is there, but it's not strong enough to take out a Buddha,
yeah?
Keep on Buddha.
Mm, okay.
I want to ask, so when I'm meditating, I can stay with the breath decently. There's no, you know, strong samadhi.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can try and stay with it.
Yeah.
But outside of formal meditation.
Yeah.
I try and stay with the breath as much as possible, but when I'm doing like sweeping or something,
yeah,
even a little bit complex, I either lose it or, you know, so I want to know, how do I train my sati when I'm not in formal meditation? Should I stay with the breath or should I focus on walking left, right?
I mean, then, if you cannot do it, yeah, staying around the tip of the nose, sweeping, yeah, I mean, you can be aware of the body movement, yeah? But never go with the steps, eh? Yeah? But the other thing is, you know, I mean, try putto, because this, yeah? Yeah? You can do putto, sweeping,
yeah.
putto.
So it doesn't matter that in my meditation I usually focus on anapanasati?
Doesn't matter.
Here I'm on
putto. Yeah, I mean, if you do outside activities, focus on putto, yeah? If you sit and then walk, you know, focus on the breath, yeah? Hmm? You can even, you know, 1 hour, you know, when you walk, you know, you can focus on Buddha, and then you sit and then you focus on the breath, yeah? As long as you don't switch constantly,
right.
Yeah? You should not switch between the breath and the Buddha within one session, yeah? You just have one session of 1 hour or 2 hours, and then you're with the Buddha or you're with the breath, yeah? And then after that session, you know, I mean, you can change it. You can switch to the Buddha or you can switch to the breath, yeah? But not within one session, yeah?
In one session, if I make 2 hours of walking?
Then it is one session, yeah?
Okay.
And then you stay with the same object.
But there are moments when with the breath. Or start to move down.
This is, you can do, of course, you can do put with breathing in and go with breathing out, yeah? But sooner or later, once you're concentrated, one of the other disappears. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, whatever you trace before, you know, will remain. Yeah? Yeah. For me, it was always the breath that remained, yeah?
Yeah.
When I'm sitting,
yeah?
It's very painful. So I can sit for about 40 minutes,
That's okay.
Just 40 minutes, and at around the 30-minute mark, it starts getting really loud everywhere.
Loud.
Yeah, the pain is, you know, dialed up, and the kilesas are starting to say, okay, what's the time? How much time is left? You know, obviously, so it starts to get really loud and noisy.
Yes, and it is, you know, I mean, you don't see the beginning of. You have to watch, you know, when it starts to get noisy. Yeah. There, these thoughts are coming, I don't like, yeah? And then you have to say, I like. You have to counteract these things, yeah? Otherwise it becomes really noisy and you get up.
Yeah. So, I'm focused on anapanasati.
Yeah?
When it gets very loud, then, you know, it's hard to focus here.
Yeah, of course.
Then I say, good. Then, is that okay or not?
That is also okay, but you focus on the pain, that is much better. Yeah?
So if it's getting very painful,
yeah,
I switch to what
to
is pain.
Pain, yeah? Yeah. What is pain?
Area-wise, point-wise.
What is pain? Yeah? We want to experience, we want to breathe in pain.
Anatta, what is pain?
And not only anatta, we can use anatta, anicca, anatta, but you want to get rid of pain. That's why you never get rid of pain. Yeah? So you have to really welcome the pain. Okay, how does it feel like? No, we don't want to feel it, you know, we want to get rid of it.
Open the door.
Yeah, open the door. Yeah? That is painful in the beginning, you know, but once you welcome the pain there, I mean, it's not really much. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question, because what they keep telling us is that pain is my worry. Like pain, they keep telling us that it's a sign that there's something going wrong with the body. So how do I stop worrying about that? or stop connecting that.
So next time, you know, next time you're sitting and you're extremely in pain, yeah, just get up and then where is the pain?
I see. It's coming.
Or if you think about something else, yeah. I mean, if you think about something, you know, I mean, quarrel with your wife or girlfriend or quarrel with your boss, yeah, the pain is gone.
Yeah, and then you just remember it later when the boss is gone. That's right.
Huh? That's why we investigate what is pain, yeah? I mean, you don't... I mean, when you sit in the plane, you know, from Philippines here to Thailand, it takes about 4 hours, huh?
3 hours.
3 hours, yeah? Do you worry about your body? That it breaks up?
No.
Yeah? So 3 hours, there's no pain. You sit for 20 minutes and you worry about the body breaking up?
Actually, I even remember doing... at work, I'm just sitting in a very uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
And then when I stop work, that's the only time that I realize that there's pain. But the entire time, there was no pain.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you come out, you know, and there's a lot of pain, then you can, you know, then you can investigate why, you know, what is wrong, yeah? And then you can go through the body and relax these things, yeah? I mean, I took it, you know. I mean, why are you not interested, you know? I mean, we can repair our body, yeah? We created this body, yeah? But now we rely on doctors to tell us what our body is, huh? And we believe the scientists who tell us COVID, yeah? You will die if you don't take the check. Now they realize that if you took the chip, you will die.
Exactly.
Huh? There are so many unexpected deaths, yeah? Huh? And they estimate within the next 5 years there will be enormous amounts of deaths of people who have been over-vaccinated, yeah? Huh? I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, they want to draw your blood. No blood is coming out. So they pull out the syringe, you know, and there's a big, long blood clot. You see the pictures, yeah? I mean, of course, not in mainstream media. Yeah? But on other sides, on doctor's side, you know, on people, you know, who investigate these things, yeah? There are some clinics in Germany who investigate it. There are some in U.S. who investigate these things, yeah? And they look at the blood, you know. I mean, when their people die, suddenly people die. 25 people died in their home. Huh? So they open the bodies, you know, they make the autopsy. Huh? And they see all these blood clots. Huh? Sometimes, you know, the dead people, you know, they take out the blood, you know, and they look at the blood. It is like, I mean, dirty blood. Lot of coffee stain in the blood. It's all little, small, little blood clot. Yeah? I mean, you know your body better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you know how to take care of. Yeah? But when you think, the moment you start thinking, you cannot take care of the body. Yeah? Learn how the body works. Huh?